Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Community Garden Revolution. I'm Mary Kuechel, the show host and author of the book Community Garden Revolution. And today we have an action-packed show, a lot of information. And I believe my first guest is already here. The first guest is Larry Natelick, and he's the president of the American Made Solutions, LLC. And he's going to be talking to us about what he has on his online retail store. And he also has some exciting news that he's going to continue for 2015 that he was already helping us with 2014. Nate, are you on the line?
I am, Mary, and thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Basically, tell the people what is Nate's American Made Store. Why did you start that, and what is it about?
Well, let's start with why I started the store, and then we'll talk about what the store is.
Sure.
Between 2000 and 2010, the U.S. Shed 33% of the manufacturing jobs that it had in that decade. And that's not taking into consideration the population growth. If you took into consideration the population growth, then we actually lost 42% of our manufacturing jobs. We now rank just behind Great Britain as the greatest loss of manufacturing jobs of all of the industrialized nations.
Wow.
You'd have to ask yourself, why is the U.S. in such deep trouble when Germany only shed about 11% of its jobs factoring in population growth? I had a lot of friends that lost their jobs during the decade, and I decided that the best way to turn around jobs in the U.S. is to demand that our international companies like IBM and Apple and CAT and, you know, all those major international companies, if we demand American-made products, the jobs will return here. And the only way to demand it is to start buying American-made products. So I created a store called Nate's American Made Store, and we are, you could consider us kind of like a general store. I have a wide variety of products, but the garden category is one of our largest selling categories, actually. So.
Good. Good. Yeah, this is a community, a garden kind of based group. Of course, they like the food hubs and, you know, some other things that are connected, like farmers markets and so on. When they go to your store online, and that would be at www.natesamericanmadestore.com.
Yeah, all one word.
www.natesamericanmadestore.com. What do they see when they first get to your homepage, and how can they navigate to the part of garden?
Well, what they see when they land on the page is I blog about various things that are impacting jobs in the United States, whether it's bills in Congress or, you know, how are the job numbers doing and those kind of things. So I like to keep our concerned customers apprised of where the jobs are. But if you press, you know, in the middle of the site right there, it says Shop Nate's, and that will take you to our featured page, but you just scroll down until you see outdoors and you see gardening, and that's where we have over 9 pages of gardening tools alone.
And what's the exciting news that you have for us about the garden equipment and tools? I know you were helping community gardens last year. What's the exciting news that you have for this year now?
Well, we offer a 10% discount to all community gardeners.
Yay!
And it simply takes a little coupon code for you to type in there, and we put that out in newsletters and those kind of things. I don't expect the listeners to remember the coupon code off the top of their head, but you know, if you need it, you can certainly write us, and we'll send it to you. So.
Yeah, we'll put it on my blog and my Facebook. which I already do, and then also the show. We'll put that on the show mention.
Okay, great.
And what would be the code when they, let's say if a person wanted some kind of a rake or pruning equipment, then what is it that they do at the checkout part to be, what's the new code for this year?
Yes. You know what? I didn't write that one down, Mary. Do you remember
it
off the top of your head there?
I remember what it is. You bet I do. It's COMGAR15. It's COMGAR15. Now, ask me what my driver's license is. I have no clue. But I know COMGAR15.
As long as you remember your birthday.
Yeah, well, some days, yeah. Yeah, I think on Facebook I'm 105 or 7. I can't remember. But anyway, I'm so excited that you're helping out Community Gardens this year again. I sure do help. I sure am thankful for that because any kind of help that these people can get to even start a community garden and sustain it, that's the thing, too. After they start, they got to know how to sustain it.
Right.
So, and then just give some examples of what people can find that your store carries as far as any kind of garden equipment or garden tools so they can get 10% off if they come shop on your store, and that's going to be with the code at the checkout, it's going to be COMGAR15. So what would be some ideas that a person looking through find?
My wife's an Illinois master gardener, and she helps me select products, but we have a couple of unique ones. One is a cobra head tool that comes in both a long handle and a short handle, and it's a blade shape, and it's great for weeding in tight places and breaking up cake soil. One of her favorite tools is, we call it the soil scoop, and you can find it simply by typing in scoop into the search box. And it has serrated edges, and it cuts through tough roots, and it's also made from recycled material. It's great for planting. It's great for weeding. It's kind of Gene's all-around tool. We have a tiger trowel, which is great for planting bulbs. And it's also got a nice comfort grip on it, also made from recycled materials. And a favorite of one of my customers who operates a medium-sized CSA is, we call it the Oriental Garden Tool, and her review counts it as it's her main go-to tool, and she just absolutely loves it. It's a weeder, cultivator, kind of all-in-one. My wife, when we did our community garden last year, we only had a half share because it's just the two of us, and so we had a raised bed, and one of the tools that she loved was kind of a half shovel. It's a short-handled shovel, and it was nice for the raised beds, and it's American-made. It's made out of Steubenville, Ohio. And then we just picked up a new one, and it's out of Maine. It's called the Miracle Finger Hoe, and I'll be adding that one in this week. So, if you look, like I said, there's 9 pages of tools in there, and it's growing. And you'll be able to have your 10% off using the coupon code with it. So.
Oh, love it. And the coupon code is COMGAR15, and he's coordinating with the year that it is. He had one for last year, y'all, and this year's code is the COMGAR15. And so that's what you do at the checkout part after you go ahead and make your selections of products that you're wanting, and then before you check out, then it's going to be that COMGAR15. Well, that is exciting. Is there anything else you'd like to impart to tell the people about your catalog?
Well, just remember that, we just don't carry garden tools. We have all kinds of things on the site for you to see. And I think you'll end up being surprised at a lot of things that are still made here in the U.S. that you can find. So, Mary?
Yeah, some ideas of what that would find.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, give us some ideas what people could find.
Well, I have a lot of toys, and some of them that you would think that were manufactured in China are not manufactured there. The good old Slinky and pickup sticks are still made here.
great.
I have fun toys called Kinects, which are building toys. We have lots of clothing on the site. We have lots of backpacks. Lots of outdoor things for people to use, and the sporting goods. We even have workspace and storage cabinets that are produced right up the road, called Geneva Manufacturing, out of my hometown. And one of our really big lines is our pet line. And if you have pets, particularly like dog treats, they're safe. They're not, if you remember the stories about how a lot of the dog treats have poisoned our lovable pets, you can rest assured that they're made here in the U.S. and they're all natural products. So.
Oh, wonderful. And on your selection, does someone just send in a product to you periodically, or do you have a certain time that you look at products to be able to put on your online store, or how do you do that process?
I search for them myself, but I also have a vendor contact me page. So if there's people out there with products they'd like for us to carry, they can simply go to the site and fill in their information, and I'll get in touch with you. So.
Oh, wonderful. And mm-hmm. your turnaround time on that is just a few weeks, a month, or what do you do on that?
Oh, to pick up a new product? It kind of depends
right.
upon what it is, because I won't pick up a product that I really haven't seen. I want them to be quality products, and so we just have some details to work out. So, I can do it in a week or two, or, it might take a little bit longer, kind of depending upon what the product is. But I want to make sure my customers are really satisfied with the products that they have.
Are you looking for any kind of particular products right now that you'd like to fill in, or is it something that's going to be open to people that as long as they make it here in America that they could send in?
Well, I have to, one of the things, I have to, some products don't sell well online. I've actually purchased mm-hmm. a couple of those. I'm a little cautious as to, is it a viable product? And then, for
right.
the kind of sales that I do. But, because it's a general store, I'm looking for products of all types. So kind of
wonderful.
Like the department store of American-made goods. So.
Oh, I think that's a wonderful idea. And that's going to be Nate's AmericanMadeStore.com. It's www.NatesAmericanMadeStore.com. And again, when you get to the site, after you make your purchases, for sure go to the gardening area and pick out what you would like to purchase. And then at the checkout part, if on the code area, then put in COMGAR15, then you can get 10% discount on your product for the gardening tools and equipment. And that should really help a lot of community gardeners out there be able to get the tools that they want to, whether it's donated or they've got money that someone has donated the money. This is a way to cut down those costs and get within budget. So this has been the president of that company, Larry Nate, Nate Lick, and I appreciate it. He's from Geneva, Illinois. And again, Nate, I sure do appreciate that you helped out again for this year. That's quite an honor. We told the American Community Gardening Association about this, and they're going to put it in their newsletter, as a matter of fact. And I appreciate what help that you can do as your company to be able to help more community gardeners start their gardens in their towns and cities. So I thank you very much myself.
Well, and thank you for having us on, and thank you for your support, Mary.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I was waiting for the gentleman who's a breeder from Monsanto, but I think I'll just go over his stuff and some information before I have the next guest. But I appreciate that you were on, and we'll send that out to, the different sites that I do send the information about our show to. And then I also have it on my blog, and then I'll have it on my Facebook page, which I've already had, I think, two or three mentions. Anyway, we'll send it again. And then whatever Facebook other pages that we could find that we could put your information because it is important to help start more community gardens. And if this is the part that turns that key or that corner for them to be able to start, hey, sometimes it is what it is.
Okay, thank you, Mary.
Hey, my honor and pleasure. Always a good thing to always talk to you. I appreciate it, and you have a great day, and thanks for coming aboard today, and
all
thanks
right,
for coming
thanks
aboard
for
this
all the
year.
Listeners, too. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. And that was, again, the president, Nate Natlick of the American Made Solutions, LLC. And his website address is www.natesamericanmadestore.com. And basically what we're doing is waiting for the Monsanto people to come on board, one of their plant breeders who want to talk about sweet peppers. And they even sent me a recipe called Texas Caviar. And I will go ahead and get that on my blog, that recipe, and we'll be delighted to put that on there. And he was going to talk about their All-American selection winners for the hot peppers this year. They were Sweet Sunset, that you might want to look out for those seeds, and also the Hot Sunset, and then also the Emerald Fire, that's new this year, and Flaming Flare. So the hot peppers evidently is very popular. The vegetable seed site of Monsanto, they will have the information about the hot peppers. It's Sweet Sunset, Hot Sunset, Emerald Fire, and Flaming Flare. And evidently those are the ones that those folks have chosen to be their All-American selection winners for this year. And he's not been on here yet, so I have a feeling time zone-wise. And that's the thing, when they call from different time zones here, sometimes they get it an hour ahead or hour before. And I've done that with conference calls myself in life, so I'm familiar with that. So we'll wait for the next guest to come on board who's from St. Charles, Illinois. So in the interim, I just wanted to remind you that I have some books out and audio books. One's called Community Garden Revolution, and the other one's called Community Garden Revolution Notes. And the Community Garden Revolution is the 2014 edition. I'll be working here on the 2015 edition. I also have a farmer's market book that I've got in the computer. I haven't compiled it together yet, but it got the information in there, and hopefully that'll be coming out in the next few months. So there's a lot for 2015 coming up. Now, the Community Garden Revolution and the Community Garden Revolution Notes, you can find that currently on Amazon, Amazon.com, and every time that you make a purchase on that, some money does go to the American Community Gardening Association, so that they can start community gardens in cities and towns across America. And I'm very excited to be able to help out with that situation. So each book, an audio book that's sold, I do send them some money per sale to be able to put in some kind of a fund that they have so they can go ahead and be able to help people start community gardens. So I wanted to do something national. I've done the ball game for the local stuff, and wanted something more in my life to happen. And so I wanted something national, and that's what I've been doing now for, about at least a year or something. So now we're working on the 2015 edition of my book. And as soon as it comes out, I'll tell you, I'm working to try to get it done so that it can be out for spring of 2015. So it would be nice if it was sooner for Christmas time areas, but that's the time frame that I'm trying to get it open for this year. And I think we've got our next caller on board from St. Charles, Illinois. This will be Pam Otto, and she is with the Hickory Knolls Discovery Center, a facility of the St. Charles Park District. And they are a community garden area that has 40 years' experience underneath their belt. Would this be Pam?
This would be Mary. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, gal? I'm so excited that we have someone that's kind of like the grandfather of all community gardens. There are several of you in the United States, but 40 years old is the group that pretty much started things. And could you please tell people, you know, how you all got started, why you're doing what you're doing, who you service, that kind of thing?
Absolutely, Mary. I can't claim to have been on board that first couple of years. That was back in the mid to late 1970s. I just wasn't there. And we, our community, our district was at that time leasing a large parcel of land from, believe it or not, the Department of Corrections. There's a prison in our town, and they were scaling back on their operations, and we jumped on that opportunity to acquire about 450 acres. And of that, there's athletic fields there now, and we've added a community dog park. But first and foremost was the interest of community gardens. And at that time, the plots were set aside. There's actually two sizes of plots that gardeners can choose from. There's 20 by 20 and 20 by 30. So it's a good chunk that they can rent either for a season. Those are our annual gardeners. And then we also have the perennial plots, which people can choose to lease year after year. And that allowed for shrubs or, you know, fruit trees, berry bushes, the types of things that really don't get going for several years. We have some gardeners still with us who are going on nearly 40 years of community gardening. And what I've seen, Mary, as a, you know, kind of a neighbor and facilitator of the community gardeners is just the amazing creativity that these folks display. Those garden plots are... Oops, are we still there?
Yeah, you're still here.
Okay, good. So I'll just keep talking. Mary,
keep on talking, ma'am.
They're kind of like... the garden plots become an extension of people's personalities, and really they're kind of like an outdoor living space for especially some of those perennial gardeners. They'll set up, one gardener even has a little welcome mat and a hand washing station. We've had some folks put little solar panels in so they can drive a pump for a fountain, you know, to add a little ambiance that way. We had one gardener last year. He's a huge advocate of composting, and he creates a compost tea that, if you're familiar with it, you know, it needs aeration, so he's got solar out in his plot to drive the aerator for his compost tea.
Wow. Yeah, I think the gentleman from Monsanto is on board right now, but we'll go ahead and finish up your interview before we go back to him. So basically, what kind of programs do you do? You have more experience than most people that have done community gardens. So what kind of programs do you do in your town that invites people to do community gardens?
Well, you know, we've got a couple of things. We work with the University of Illinois Master Gardener folks. We've got some of them who are perennial garden plot holders. So they I can't really claim that that's a program that the Park District offers, but I tell you, these folks have been so generous with their time and their knowledge and helping first-time gardeners get on board. We have also offered in the past kind of an introduction to community gardening class where people can learn some of the tips and tricks. One of the stipulations of our community plots, we do supply water. The water comes along with the fee for the plot for the year. But folks aren't allowed to hook up hoses. So if your plot happens to be a distance away from one of the spigots and you've got a lot of crops that are just starting out, that can lead to a lot of bucket hauling. Between using rain barrels and then setting up tubing with holes placed periodically. So it's kind of like a drip line setup that people have been able to achieve with barrels. And it takes a lot less effort to do that.
What is it that you found over the years? How do people understand that they should stay with, starting community gardens, stay with helping out people, stay with at least finding ways to sustain the groups? How is it that you keep that going?
You know, again, we can't really take credit as a district because the gardeners themselves, and Mary, we see this with a lot of of our special interest groups. I mentioned the dog park earlier. It's a similar sort of, I guess,
augmentation. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And it's people who are of like mind who come together, and they're just, I think, really kind of, you know, grateful to have found people who are similar to themselves. And you know, a lot of tips and tricks and even the publicity about the plots are shared via word of mouth. We do publicize the plots availability in our, we have a quarterly brochure that goes out that lists our other programming, and the plots are listed in there. They usually sell out within about a week or two.
Wow.
When they're offered. They're very popular. And, of course, we do have the occasional people who they sign on, and then they find out it's more than just putting a seat in the ground and walking away. There's maintenance involved. So, yeah, we do have people who will step up and help those individuals. But we do tend to have a few plots each year that just kind of go fallow that we then have to mow and keep the weeds back and everything.
That's good.
But, you know, by and large, though, it's a very high rate of participation throughout the growing season. And what we've seen probably in the last 5 years or so is an increase in interest from what I would call the non-traditional community gardeners. These are people who are maybe concerned, maybe they've got young kids, and they've been, you know, wanting to become, I think it's now a standardized term, a locavore, where you source your food locally. And you know, maybe they've gone to farmers markets, maybe they've gone to local produce stands, but they want to now take that extra step to start growing some of their own things. And so we'll see families out there with young kids, and you know, the children are learning some gardening basics, and the parents too. It kind of becomes a family activity.
You have done a great job, and I've got to go to the next one. You're such a wealth of information. I love it.
Well, Mary, thank you so much for this opportunity. anytime you want to talk some more, you just let us know, okay?
Oh, I appreciate it, because you're a wealth of information. I love it. Yeah, this is Pam Otto, and she is with the Hickory Knolls Discovery Center, a facility in the St. Charles Park District in St. Charles, Illinois, and they're 40 years old, folks, 40 years old. So you can get out there and start community garden. She's 40 years old. So congratulations to your town being this age for community gardens. I appreciate it, gal. You take care, and I'll call you some other time to come back again. I appreciate it. Thanks. And I think we've got Terry Burke on now. You're welcome. I think we've got Terry Burke. Is he here now? Hey, Terry, how are you doing? And he's from the Monsanto folks, and he's a senior plant breeder of hot peppers, and he's from Monsanto Vegetable Seeds. And, Terry, thanks for coming aboard, and explain to people what a hot pepper breeder does.
So my job is to develop new varieties of hot peppers. I work mainly for the Mexican market, the Mexican types like habanero, jalapeno, serrano. But I also work part-time for U.S. and South America and a little bit for Asia.
Mm-hmm.
We're basically trying to improve the existing varieties in terms of better disease package, better earliness, better yield, better fruit size, better quality.
And then are the peppers that you breed, are they just for commercial use, or are they also for the home gardeners to use, or both?
Both, actually. We're excited that we have a home garden division that supports the home gardeners, and a lot of our varieties that are commercial are also sold through home gardens.
Mm-hmm. And then tell me about some of your newest creations for the home gardener. I know there's a lot of buzz and excitement now for these AAS winners for 2015, Guy. So give us the All-American Selection winners. There's a Sweet Sunset, Hot Sunset, Emerald Fire, and Flaming Flare. Tell us about those winners this year.
Yeah, we've been entering a lot of varieties lately. The All-America selections have been very good to us. We've won several awards. If people aren't familiar with the All-America selections, they're like the Olympics of plant breeding. breeders from all over the world can enter their varieties, and they go head-to-head against one another. But unlike the Olympics, you don't have a gold medal winner every time. They have a certain point standard that you have to exceed to win. So in some years, there are no winners. In other years, you might have two or three. And we were fortunate last year to have four winners, so we're really excited about that.
They look good. The Sweet Sunset, the Hot Sunset, Emerald Fire, and Flaming Flare. I mean, just the names alone, you know these going to be hot, hot, hot peppers.
Yeah.
I got a recipe also. Huh?
It's all about marketing. The names are very exciting, but they're good varieties. I normally trial extensively, and before you'll ever see it in your garden, I'll have seen it 50 times. And I won't put my stamp of approval on it and allow Home Garden to sell it if I don't think it's a good variety. So if we're offering it to Home Garden, that means it has my stamp of approval and it's a good variety.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, I'm going to put your recipe of Texas caviar that I was sent by your vegetable seed department and put that recipe on my blog and then also on Facebook and then on the radio program. Whether it's this week's, that they'll allow me to write that in there, or I'll put it on for next week's program. But it's Texas caviar, and he's got all kinds of peppers that are involved in that recipe. And, boy, if you like hot peppers, this is the recipe. So, Terry, I appreciate you coming aboard today and telling us about all your new seeds that are out there for hot peppers. And from what I understand from some community gardens, hot peppers are hot this year. So,
that's right. They're interesting in popularity.
Well,
people get more and more used to eating, you know, Mexican food and Asian food. They develop a taste for spice, and hot peppers have plenty of spice. So.
Oh, yeah, and that's, again, the All-American selection winners were Sweet Sunset, Hot Sunset, Emerald Fire, and Flaming Flare. So those are the seeds to look for, folks. And you're going to have some hot peppers that your neighbor's not going to have. You're going to have top of the line. So get out there before the neighbors start buying them because you're buying them. So I appreciate your time today, Terry, and you have a great day. We were talking to Terry Burke. This is senior plant breeder of hot peppers from Monsanto Vegetable Seeds. And, Terry, I thank you again for your time today and speaking to us.
Thanks for having me on. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, sir. And we thank you very much for everybody that's been listening today to Community Garden Revolution. I'm Mary Hugel, the author of the book Community Garden Revolution, and we appreciate your time today. We've had some great guests, and come again next week.